Last segment, we told you about our wonderful trip to Craven Cottage last night for the Fulham-Blackpool match. I just loved every single thing about that evening, from the stadium to the fans to the weather. It was really great. And then after the match, everybody spills out onto the little quaint neighborhood street and starts to make their way home. And as we were out there, Gordo's eye caught a couple of Blackpool fans.
Yes. The color is tangerine that they dress in. And this guy had body paint, and it looked like it was professionally done. It covered every single square centimeter of his face up to his lips. And he's wearing an orange fright wig. And then he had a girlfriend, I guess, that was with him, who was wearing orange, and she was in a fat suit or something. And I interviewed them, and I got to tell you, I couldn't understand hardly a word that they said.
Yeah, they were crazy.
So I guess this is the Blackpool accent. Take a listen to it.
Hey, can I ask you a question for American Radio?
Yes, mate.
Yeah. Which team were you rooting for out there?
Holland, but I come to the wrong team. Blackpool were playing.
Now, you were in full Oompa Loompa gear. You got the orange face hat.
Tangerine.
Tangerine.
Yes.
Okay, tangerine. So you were obviously for Blackpool.
I am, yes.
And you were sitting in that section of rowdies.
I certainly was.
And were you happy with this game, or are you pissed that it was a tie?
I'm happy with a point. I am happy with a point, but we should have gone on and win that game.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went down to 10 men, so...
10 men.
What's that?
We went down to 10 men, so I think to get a draw, I think, you know, that was a good result.
Right. Now, are you a bigger football fan than he is?
Could anyone be?
No?
I'm Blackpool born and bred, if that's something.
Are you guys...
Soccer, are you guys?
Are you guys married?
No, we're together, though.
You are? How long have you been together?
2 years.
2 years, yeah. And are you waiting for him to pop the question?
No.
You don't want to marry anyone with that color face?
Oh, I would marry someone with that color face.
Uh-huh.
But it has to be the whole body.
Yeah. Now, where did you grow up?
Blackpool. I'm born and bred Blackpool.
Ah, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a manager of a shop.
Manager of a shop? You sell curios or some sort of sundry?
Books.
Okay.
On Blackpool.
Uh-huh. So what is popular to do in Blackpool other than go to a football match?
It's the seaside resort, so anything tourist
Blackpool
event, really.
Pleasure Beach, the sand dunes, the sand. All fun for the kids and children and the family.
What do you do on a pleasure beach?
Go on the rides.
What kind of rides?
Pepsi Max, Revolution, all sorts.
Because obviously we're American, so we don't know a lot of the traditions over here. And
you
do?
Go to Blackpool.
And you got your trams?
Yeah, you got the trams, all traditional trams. Go to the top of the Blackpool Tower, which is about, 500 feet in the air.
What's there to do at the top of the Blackpool Tower other than, I guess, commit suicide? What do you do up there?
Well, you can see little people, can't you, walking past?
Oh, I guess you could. And you, have you ever been to America?
I haven't, no.
When you think of America, what do you think of first?
Statue of Liberty.
Sexual lunacy?
No!
What did you think? What did you say?
Statue of Liberty.
Oh, the Statue of Liberty.
New York.
Oh, yes, New York.
Just straight away.
Where you want to go first is New York?
I think I'd like to go to New York, but there's other places too.
Central Park, that's where I go. Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You never know, you might pop the question there.
Home Alone.
There you go.
Home
you might
alone.
Do that there. Now, who's your favorite actor, actress, American?
I don't really have one, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. What about Texas? You know, we're from Texas.
Yeah, I know Texas.
Can you tell by my accent?
I can, yes.
See, I thought you were Texan at first by your accent.
Really?
Dang it.
We best go get the coke.
There you go. That's
okay,
the only
yeah,
one.
Enjoy that. Look at that. Ooh, your man's getting a picture made.
It's okay.
Is that okay? You're not jealous?
No.
Sorry about that, but we need to leave.
Well, okay, yeah. So, thank you so much for talking.
Yeah.
I'm being
interviewed
by the radio. That's going
to be awesome. I don't know what anyone's saying.
Listen to that mayhem that it evolved into the... Were you guys having a hard time understanding them, too?
About half of it. I understood what they're talking about New York.
Home Alone.
Home Alone 2 is set in Central Park when Kevin's family goes to Florida and he goes to New York. I caught that, but rest of it, yeah.
That is the same language we speak.
That was incredible. So the word other, they say aw.
Uh-huh.
We like the aw side. not the other side. It's the aw side.
A pleasure beach.
And they were going to catch the coach. Not the bus, the coach.
I posted a picture of that dude with Gordo last night on Twitter.
Yeah.
And man, he did look like a tangerine clown.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think that they are omitting about half the consonants that they should be using in words.
Yes. God, that is incredible. So Blackpool is up north of Liverpool. It's in the northern part of England.
Can you imagine if that ran on television, being the closed captioning person and just hitting the question mark key over and over and over again? No idea what they're saying.
Who did that? Saturday Night Live or somebody did a bit like that where they had the closed caption?
Did they? I don't remember.
I know what it was. It was the Buckwheat album.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
With Eddie Murphy's character.
Pete Tynes and Matey.
Yeah, and he started singing one song, and they just typed up a bunch of question marks.
All right, awesome. That's what it was like outside the stadium last night.